Good morning, everybody. Go ahead and take your seat. So thanks for coming for the Joe Fest. I first want to start by thanking Eva and Don for all the hard work they've done to pull this together. I don't know, where are they? Are they outside working? Oh, there's Eva. Where's Don? Don's working, okay. So let's start with a round of applause for them for pulling this off. When they first approached me, I said, of course, and then we had long negotiations about how to manage the event. But I think we ended up in a really great spot. It's wonderful to have the rain. If all goes well, we'll test the canopy tonight. For those of you who have been here before, it'll be a great test. It's hard to imagine a better colleague than Joe, but I have five of them here as permanent members. Joe is one of the many ones that convinced me to come years ago saying, it'll be easy, Lars, you just sit in your office and think all day. You see what happened to me. So what I want to do briefly is I'm going to hand this over to Omer, who's going to say a few things from the department perspective, and then I'll go through the normal, slightly modified protocols so that all of you know how to behave while you're here, though I think all of you have been here before. So that'll be brief, but Jesse encouraged me to modify it for fun. So let me quickly hand this over to Omer Blaze, who is the former chair of the physics department.
Yeah, the current chair, unfortunately, is traveling and so couldn't make it today. And I just rotated off being chair, so this is the death of a thousand cuts of being chair. I mean, you can't get away from it. Being department chair, I mean, we all know that Joe is an outstanding scientist, of course. But being a chair of a department, you learn other sides of your faculty colleagues besides their scientific abilities. You learn how venal they can really be and how much of a pain in the you-know-what they can really be. And I am happy to say that Joe is not one of those people. in fact, in all seriousness, Joe is one of the few people, I mean, especially given his stature, who has really contributed an enormous amount to the physics department here, and even as a permanent member of the KITP. He is one of the greatest teachers in the department. While I was chair, he completely led an effort to just revamp our entire undergraduate curriculum, making it much more modern, much more flexible for our majors, improving time to degree, improving diversity of our undergraduate population, all of these things, and he did this selflessly. And I am extraordinarily grateful to have him around as a colleague. And I think that I speak for the entire physics department to that effect. And I'm sure I'm echoing. I'm sure you do just as much work for the KITP for Lars and that he feels the same way. So thank you. It's an honor having you as a colleague and happy birthday from all of us in the department.
Thank you.
Thanks, Omer. Okay, so I usually ask how many people have never been in the building before, but Jesse encouraged me to ask a different question. How many people have been in the building 10 times or more? Okay. So all of you know how programs happen, so I'm going to skip that. I do want to remind everybody everything's recorded. And also, please use the microphone for questions. So, David, when you're running the first session, you need to run around with the mic like Phil Donahue, okay? Everything's on the website if there's a change in schedule. I think so far, is there any change in schedule?
There's no changes.
Okay, not to date. Okay. Great. The talks are 30 minutes, and as all of you know who come here, the 15 minutes for discussion is key to the dialogue. And so, David, as the first session chair, we'll set an excellent example of that, I'm confident. You will get an email about downloading your talks online. So for those of you who are giving talks, it's in your packet, the instructions, but you should also be getting an email about that. Staff are wearing name tags, so Craig is here, and Jesse, all of you know. If you have any questions, please speak with them. There's wireless available in the room. It's up here, KITP Conf, Airport 1 through 6. That's only so you can collect great jokes to tell about Joe later tonight. Please do wear your name tag during the break. We have three KITP programs happening right now, and they're all going to think the food in the courtyard is for them rather than you. And the only way our staff, who unfortunately will have to police it, know that you're part of this gang is if you're wearing your name tag. So please do that. If you don't have a name tag, just stay close to David. He'll sneak you in. Lenny, okay. Okay, for those of you who drove, parking's in lot 10 on the fifth floor. You just go to VIP, and then you get to pay. It's a rare time where a VIP gets to pay. And if after 5 o'clock, for example, tonight, if you need re-entry, the building does get locked. So what you have to do is re-enter behind the courtyard. There's a big wooden door. That's the caterers will be going in and out that way. If you have plans to bring family or spouse that we don't know about, please speak with Jesse at the first break so that we can be sure we're managing that correctly. So we think we've got a head count, but if there's any surprise guests, please let Jesse know as soon as possible. So that's all the announcements I have. I'm going to hand it over to David, who's going to chair the first session and probably say some words.
Okay. Boy, I'm glad I don't have to do that every other week. When I was deciding whether to leave Princeton 17 years ago, I think it was 17, as you can imagine, it was not an easy decision, especially it was very hard to leave my unbelievable colleagues at Princeton, some of whom are here. But one of the things that made it much easier for me to move out here, a decision I have not regretted, was the fact that I knew that Joel Pulchinski was here. Now, I'd known of Joe for quite a while as an upcoming young man in the field. In fact, we tried to hire him at Princeton, but unfortunately were unable to deal with his two-body problem. So he went off to Texas. And then I was on, I'm trying to figure this out exactly, because you didn't come here. When did you come here?
92.
But since Steve Weinberg, unfortunately, is not able to come, I know that he wanted very much to come, but he's not going to come. I think I will tell a story about Steve and Joe. When I was chair of the KTP Advisory Board, that was in the late 80s. And at that point, KTP was trying to build up its high-energy physics branch in addition to condensed matter physics, where it was traditionally very strong. And Joel Pulchinski's name came up. And that put Steve, who was on the board at the time, in a very difficult position. But Steve, being Steve, gave one of the most strongest recommendations I've ever heard for anyone for Joe Pulchinski. And he, aside from Joe at that time, of course, had done spectacular work on, you know, even when he was a postdoc at Harvard on supersymmetric field theories and at Texas on a truly novel a deeper way of looking at effective field theory in the Wilsonian renormalization group flow. But what Steve pointed out was that Joe had a quality which all of us recognize, but the first time I'd really heard it enunciated, which was that when you read a paper of Joe's or listen to a big of a talk on a field that you think you really understand very well, in fact, one that you might have made major contributions to, you realize after the talk that, my God, you didn't understand it as well. This kind of quality Steve enormously admired in Joe and thought that that would make him a perfect member of the KITP, of the ITP, as it used to be called, and gave him a very strong endorsement. Now, I forget what happened then. When the offer was actually made, because it, so history is a bit, but I remember very well that recommendation. And I, you know, thinking back, there are a few people like that around. Sidney Coleman is the one that sticks in my mind, a previous generation. That quality makes Joe an incredible teacher, mentor, colleague, and writer of textbooks. And in all those aspects, of course, he's had incredible success. It also made it, makes him a fantastic colleague, and my confidence in the fact that although Santa Barbara perhaps was not as strong in the fields I was most interested in as Princeton at the time, I would never lack a stimulating environment as long as Joe was here. And that turned out to be true. Now, Joe has, as you all know, Joe has done very well at Santa Barbara. This is where his career blossomed and where it continues to blossom. Joe is very worried about getting old, you know. He's it's very strange for a man so young. But we all know that he shouldn't worry, because any way he should measure his success or contributions or impact, as far as I can tell, it's hard to know which is the first negative derivative, but I don't think it's the first, and probably not even the second. So you shouldn't worry at this point. I'm sure a lot will be said about Joe's contributions to many areas of physics, and they're noted by their breadth, from condensed matter physics, cosmology, to quantum field theory, string theory, ADS-CFT. Joe has a good nose for finding problems that haven't yet been formulated, making a seminal contribution, and then moving on. Almost all of his choices in the last decade have been right on the button, except perhaps for the unfortunate preoccupation with the landscape. And but I'm sure I'll be corrected on that. This conference is truly a tribute to Joe's impact on the field, just looking at the range of topics, all of which bear on Joe's, you know, have benefited from Joe's contributions and insights and discoveries. And but it also brings together a range of people which is unmatched by most meetings, who do not just admire Joe, but truly respect him for, and not just for his scientific contributions, but for his collegiality, his friendship, his Joe's just a nice guy, and a great colleague. As director, I tried very hard not to burden him. But I knew that whenever I needed any kind of help, really, I could always count on Joe. It's really been a pleasure to work with you and to be a colleague. And I don't think you have to worry about 60 being the end of anything. I gather Steve Schenker is going to plan his 90th birthday celebration. help plan. So so let's get going. We've already lost 5 minutes, which I won't take from Juan, who will start out talking about entanglement and how geometry emerges. And you have half an hour, and then there will be discussion.